Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Today's reading is from Exodus chapter 16. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which was between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died in the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, then, they prepare what they bring in. It will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine, flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." Till they came to a habitable land, they ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. So the Israelites, who have recently been freed from Egypt through crossing of the sea, they now grumble against Moses and Aaron again, this time because of their hunger. And God responds again to them. He responds, promising to provide them manna, bread from heaven. In John chapter 6, we read, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Here we hear the words of Jesus saying that he is the true bread of heaven. He is the one that comes down from the Father. He is the one who is eternal. And if we look at the manna, this daily provision, it was temporary. But Jesus says, "I am the true bread given for eternal life." And just as the manna came from heaven, Jesus is the true bread from heaven, sent by the Father. And as the Israelites needed to gather daily, they needed to trust God daily for their bread, Jesus invites us to abide in him daily, trusting in him, that he is the one who is the true bread. And the manna was not just about bread, but a sign that points us to Christ. And just as it sustained the life of the Israelites, Jesus is the one who sustains us eternally. Further on in John 6, he says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And so this day, as we reflect on this passage, what are the areas of your life where you pursue temporary satisfaction rather than the eternal nourishment in Christ? Or secondly, how can you cultivate a daily dependence on Christ, the bread of life?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.